This is No Pink Spandex episode 190 for Sunday, February 8th, 2015. Again, MPS
bringing the heat,
doing it live, bringing the heat, doing it live. Back with Jaren Spy,
yo.
And we have our friend to the show, one of our friends to the show. It's Karen. Welcome back, Karen.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Excited to be here. No problem, Karen. Actually, you know, you might have seen her at a couple of conventions helping out Erin Cahill. So, you know, Karen, you know, helps out Erin with her social medias and things and what have you. And so, you know, thought, hey, Karen, come on to the show. Let's talk about some Dino Charge. Because off the show, like before we started recording, like we were all going back and forth, like talking about the, like, which like never happens, right? Usually Power Rangers episode happens, we all cringe,
yeah,
fall in a corner,
yeah,
call it a day. But this time there was electricity, so
yep.
Yeah, so that's why we were like, okay, well, you know, we gotta keep that fourth seat warm. so Spy was like, ask Karen. I'm like, sure.
Yay.
So thanks for coming.
No problem. Happy to be here. But what are we talking about today?
See, that's the thing. The whole plan. We're going to talk about Dino Charge. We're going to be like, whoop, whoop.
We're going to keep it light and airy.
Yeah.
Right. Fun stuff.
So, you know, then over the weekend, because we usually record on Sundays, over the weekend, you know, this news about this Power Rangers origin trailer popped up. We're like, oh, okay, this is something new. Okay, I guess we'll talk about that on the show, right? And I'm thinking, okay, fine, we'll lead off with that and then talk about Dino Charge.
Then a thing happened.
Then news broke today that Rick Medina arrested for murder.
Yeah.
So TMZ was the one to break it. And before people say, oh, it's TMZ. Oh, my gosh. TMZ are good. Their number one source for people who die. I'm not lying. Like, if a celebrity or anybody related or closely tangentially related to a celebrity dies, they know first.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. They do. So
it's a real celebrity or a Power Ranger. Either one.
So they reported earlier today that Ricardo Medina Jr. First of all, you know, all these other people who reported on things, they called him all sorts of different names, and they were saying that he's from different seasons and all the nonsense. But they were like, Ricardo Medina Jr. was busted Saturday afternoon by LA County Sheriff's deputies after a fight broke out between himself and the roommate, Joshua Sutter. So, long story short, they got into a little fight, a little altercation. Rick Medina, with his girlfriend, retreated to his bedroom. And then the roommate followed him into the bedroom. And then, allegedly,
knocked the door down.
Medina, he took a sword that was next to him or by in his room and stabbed him once in his stomach.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Then, according to TMZ, Medina called 911, waited for the cops to arrive. He was arrested. And then when his roommate got to the hospital, he's pronounced dead.
Hmm.
So he being Medina is still in jail, and the bail is set at $1 million.
Gosh.
Mm.
So this broke, and nothing about Super Bowl. Nobody talking about no Super Bowl. Nobody talking about anything else but this for like a good few hours, and I just want to be the one to say that we don't know the whole story. We just know that allegedly certain things happened, and hopefully he really didn't just flat out kill somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, I didn't
think.
just
No,
No, go
go
ahead.
ahead.
You go.
Okay. I just want to give some advice for the people who are reading this story and they may have a Facebook account. And that is, you should probably not react to this story with things like, oh my God, this guy was on a TV show that I really liked, so he's probably a great guy. He probably didn't do it. You know, you probably should be a little less biased and maybe just pump the brakes a little bit and look at it objectively. You don't have a lot of information, but a person does not get exonerated because they were on a television show. Doesn't work that way. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm seeing like some free Wild Force Red or something on Instagram. I don't know. Some people
Oh,
are
God.
passing that around.
Really?
I
Yes.
think,
Oh,
yeah,
jeez.
I think I've seen that. But yeah, I didn't read about the story until I was scrolling Facebook, and then I saw No Pink Spandex account come up, and then it was like Rick Medina. I'm like, oh, what did he do now? And then
Oh.
murder. Like, what? But yeah. We don't know what happened, so we'll see.
Yes.
And here's the thing, right? Like, so, TMZ reported it, and then the local affiliate for ABC in Los Angeles on their website, they reported it as well. They said, and the initial reporting was, man fatally stabbed roommate with sword in Green Valley. Okay, and so it was really, it was very generic, about the man, what transpired. And then they got down to, okay, well, his name is Rick Medina Jr., 36, was booked for murder at a Palmdale Sheriff Station, yada yada yada. Yeah. Okay. But then, oh, ABC, they were like, wait a minute, wait a minute. We need some hits on a website. We need to spice things up. And so that same link, over a couple of hours, changed from just man fatally stabbed roommate with sword in Green Valley to former Power Ranger fatally stabs roommate with sword in Green Valley, LASD confirms. And then there's a big old picture of his grill and then him next to his Wild Force mannequin. Oh, and then the wonderful journalistic integrity of ABC7, right? So when they updated this, as they were continually updating throughout the day, they thought that it would be important to add not only that headline, but this quote. He is a great friend and a great client. It's something I can't even conceive. I don't see that in him. He was a very helpful guy and great with his dog. It's such a shock, said Gar Lester, Medina's former agent, who has known the actor for 12 years.
That guy's a dog lover, else, you wouldn't be able to believe he's a murderer.
Wow, you know what, ABC7, like, thank you for adding that really important information about a guy who doesn't represent him anymore, and yet you wanted to add that he is great with his dog. Thank you. That was very important information. 'Cause that's gonna get him out of jail. Come on, you guys. Like, really? Like, really? I mean, oh, sorry, sorry. Wait. Wait, wait. There's more. Another piece of information that ABC7 wanted to add. Neighbors say Medina, who has only lived in the home for about 2 months, kept to himself. We brought him some bread and just tried to interact a little bit with him, but he was more of the, The type of guy that didn't really want to communicate, said neighbor Justin Amston. Or Adamson, rather. Sorry, I'm gonna
Really,
get that wrong.
really bringing the details here, aren't they?
So it's like it reminds me of those like telecasts, those news telecasts where like it's some really local, very like no budget local affiliate, and they have to report on some news, and then they just grab anybody on the street and ask them to comment on it, and they have nothing to
Yeah,
add.
they just say,
Or
in all my years, I'd never seen anything this crazy. Awesome.
right, or they try to get some black person who has no teeth to go in and ask them about something. Like, this is like, come on, you guys. Like, really? You guys have nothing else to add, right? At this point, TMZ is wiping the floor with you. Stay in your lane. You know what I mean? So I was just like, all right, ABC7, y'all need to go. Bye. But yeah, no, but it's really sad. It's really sad. Like, I mean, and I've seen jokes, a person actually did die.
Yeah.
Not the greatest timing. Hopefully, this is not as bad as it sounds, and hopefully he really, because like, and the thing is, like, it sounds as if like he was trying to defend himself from the guy who was coming in and whatever, and hopefully it really is really self-defense, and hopefully that, you know, this gets cleared up, and you know, nobody, look. We have talked about Wild Force and how much coal is this, that, and a third or whatever, but you really don't want to see the actual actors be in any kind of harm or do any kind of harm to somebody intentionally. So we don't wish anything horrible to happen to Rick Medina Jr. We just hopefully things get cleared up and the truth comes out. That's it. That's all. So, yeah, it's hard to report on things that are like it's real. This is real
Yeah.
stuff. This is not.
We're not used to actual
This is
scandals involving actual Rangers. Like, it was
this is
enough
no
to,
Skylar DeLeon,
yeah,
yo.
we could
Like
just sweep him under the rug. We're like, well, he doesn't really count.
Well, to what extent do you think it will affect the franchise or the fandom? Or and like, are we going to talk about other people's responses, as in other
All right, so
Rangers
look.
are
Yeah, I guess it
supposed
depends
okay.
how much the other Rangers like to blow it up. Because if they blow it up, then that's gonna make things worse.
So when this story came out, like a lot of people did, right? They did not read the story.
Read the
They
headline.
read the
Yeah.
headline, and that's pretty much what they did.
Yeah, they just see the word murder and they freak out.
So some people responded, you know, like us regular people, right? You know, you're like, wow, really? That ha wow, that's so wow, right? And then other people who are more popular responded differently. So,
Yeah.
Karen, what did you see?
No, I didn't see anything. I've just been scrolling Twitter and, you know, just trying to get more information about the story and seeing how it's presented in different news sites. And well, people are talking about like I saw Font post something about like how he hopes it's just self-defense. I saw Steve Cardenas post something, and then obviously there's JDF who posted something. So, yeah.
What did JDF say, Karen?
I have to pull it up. I don't know. I don't follow his Instagram and the thousand stuff he posts.
Have to pull it up too.
I think it was on Twitter actually that I saw somebody retweet something about it, and he was like, oh, that's not cool to do for this franchise. And he was talking to Rick Medina almost, I guess.
Okay,
Seemed
all
like
right, so
he wasn't really paying attention to the point, I would say.
okay, this is what he said. Okay,
that's right here.
he said it was on it. I believe it was on his Instagram first, and it goes out to all his other different things. He said that and it's a picture of the like a screen cap of the TMZ article with Rick Medina's face on there and a headline. And then he says, "Come on, man, you have to straighten up. This is bad for the Power Ranger franchise."
Yeah,
Okay.
that's fun.
So people responded, people responded, people responded, people responded, and then. Then he's posted again to his Facebook to all the people who are saying bad for the brand has nothing to do with money. I said bad for the brand, meaning kids. One ranger falls, we all do. I've worked hard to be a ranger and be a positive role model. It's not about me, it's about being a superhero. I'm sorry, self-defense. If I had to protect myself, it would have been a fist, not a sword, unless the guy has a gun or a weapon. I can't say what happened, but I will say this: grow up and get off my page. Just not gonna sit back and waste my time with keyboard warriors.
Wow.
Again, he still doesn't get it. Because, first of all, you don't know how you're going to react unless that situation actually happens to you. It's really easy to sit back and say, "Oh, I would have just punched the guy." You don't know you would have done that. You don't know you wouldn't have just picked up the closest thing next to you and attacked the person with it. So he's really sitting on a high horse with that one. And again, he really is only focused on Power Rangers, what this does to Power Rangers. He doesn't care about Rick. He doesn't care about the guy that got killed. He just cares about how it looks to the brand that he's part of. Would you like to? Would
I was shared this on the on our page, and like I think one of the people who reshared it, they mistakenly said, "Wait a minute, is this the White Ranger?" Like, "Oh, I think this is the White Ranger." So do you think that JDF is gonna think that people are gonna think that's him?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Because they've posted wrong pictures before for articles, if they would have accidentally posted a picture of JDF
Yeah, or
with
if
this
they like
article.
posted a generic Power Rangers picture or something.
Which some of them have. Like they
Yeah.
posted generic Mighty
The whole
Morphin.
team. And just. You could, if you'd like to hear an adult response, you can listen to what Paul Schreier just posted.
Oh, what
Let's
did he
see.
just post?
He says, "My thoughts today are with the family of Joshua Sutter, who in the last couple of days lost his life at the hands of my friend Ricardo Medina Jr. I don't know Joshua, but his passing is tough to make sense of. As for my friend Ricardo, I hope very much that he's well represented in the next few weeks. We all have heard various press reports about what happened, reports which almost always tend to not tell the full story in situations like this. Personally, I've never known him to be the kind of person to arbitrarily resort to violence, and while the circumstances are perhaps muddled at the moment to us, Ricardo is in custody and almost surely to be charged with second-degree murder. That speaks powerfully to law enforcement's case. My heartfelt condolences again to Joshua's family, and we're thinking about you, Ricardo, hoping for whatever good can come from this." Now that is a responsible adult talking about the actual situation at hand and the people who are involved in it and were affected by it.
Yeah, exactly. And he led with condolences to
Exactly.
what happened. Yeah.
Right. Oh, to the person who died.
Yeah.
Fancy
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you could look up, I guess, either the police report or whatever, for it. And so apparently that the he his court case is on the 3rd of February. So, like again, like this is still going to play out, and we may not even know what really ends up happening, unless like TMZ stays on the case. But we just may not ever. We may not even ever know whatever happens next, or what happens, or what were the actual details of it. So,
I think we will.
there are people. You say that again,
I
Spy?
think we will. I think it'll come out. I think we'll know the result.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I hope that we know. I just sometimes, people don't. You just don't really
They just
know
kind of
what.
disappear.
Yeah.
Well,
So,
I think that's the
but
sad
yeah.
part about this whole thing, too, is that even if he is cleared, somebody did die, so it's going to be with him forever, no matter what.
Yeah, like what's her name? Brandy, the singer, right?
Oh,
She was in her car, and I don't know if it was like she was driving too fast or whatever, but like she hit somebody. They ended up dying, you know. They didn't press charges against her, so she I don't think she ever went to jail per se, but like she did kill somebody. Like, I mean, they ended up dying. So nobody ever is quote unquote cleared. You never really, because like anytime you even kill somebody, even if you are in the 100% right to do, or like you're defending yourself and you had every right to do, it still stays with you that you had to do that. It is. No, it's unfortunate. And hopefully that I hope that oh my gosh, and then his girlfriend saw it. Think about like she saw the thing, right? So like technically she's the only one that really knows
What really
what the
happened?
deal is,
Right.
and then you know who oh man, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right, so let's move along to something that we mentioned earlier. This Power Rangers Origins trailer. Okay, so let me set this up, right? So first, there was an article back in October talking about Chris Columbus partnering in ZAG Animation Studios. So basically, I mean, if for those who don't know, Saban is starting his own animation studios, and he was looking for talent to do a short. I think there's like a contest going
Oh, I
on,
remember
and
that,
then
yeah.
right. So like he's really trying to build up this animation studios type of thing. And so this article was, let me, I'll just read this. Looks like DreamWorks Animation and Pixar have some new competition on their hands, as a joint venture has been announced between Chris Columbus, director of the first two Harry Potter and Home Alone films, along with his 1492 Pictures producing partner Michael Barnathan, the help, Haim Saban, you know him, and Jerry Zag to form Zag Animation Studios. So, this is back. This is an article back in October of last year. Then, this trailer pops up, and it's this animation trailer of the Mighty Morphin team fighting this random monster and what have you. Now, people, when it first popped up, people thought it was fake, and you know, what is this? What's going on? But when the original video was on a Vimeo account, the here's what it says. It says Power Rangers Origins movie features teaser, something, 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 and then the date that it was uploaded, September 5th, 2013. And then the production Zag Inc. So it's a little tie-in. This is the animation studios that Saban is forming, is making this trailer thing, movie, what have you. And that was back in 2013. Now it's just popping up. And people were like, ah, it's fake, it's whatever, whatever. But they noticed that all of the copies were being taken down and being claimed that it was Saban's copyright property, however you want to phrase that. So, long story short, this stuff was real, y'all.
Well, I'm confused what anybody would think was fake. It'd be go to a lot of effort to make a fake.
Yeah, it was very well done.
Yeah, I mean, like it or not, there's a lot to it that I mean, this is a lot. I can't see how anybody would assume it's fake.
So of course, nothing on the internet ever really dies. And we saw the leaked trailer or what have you, and Your thoughts, guys.
Well, when I first encountered it, I thought it was presented to us as like the upcoming movie. Nobody ever said, oh, this was uploaded like 2 years ago.
Oh, I see.
So when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going back and mining MMPR yet again. How many times do we have to do this? So I wasn't really having it myself.
So yeah, I mean people, I mean like we already know that the Power Rangers movie that's coming out in 2016 is supposed to be live action. And then people saw this and were like, "Well, is this what's supposed to be the movie?" I'm like, "No, guys. This I guess this is something supposed to be totally different." Because remember they were talking about, an animated thing from
Years
I
ago,
think
yeah.
when yeah.
Back in 2010, when Disney still had it and they were giving us that reversioning crap, everybody was talking about them making an animated one, and that
I
was how they were going to
remember
restart the franchise.
Oh
I
yeah,
remember
that's
Scott
right.
Pagester was talking about an animated version back in at the first Morphicon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's
We've
an
been
idea they've
threatened for a
kicked
long
around.
time. Yeah. Threatened,
Threatened.
yes. That's the word.
Okay. I don't know. It actually, to me, it looked a lot like Big Hero 6 is the kind of vibe I got from it.
Yeah, it was very anime. I liked the action. It was actually a very fun clip, but just it being MMPR was enough to turn me off. And then at the very end, like a reanimated Trini comes popping up and winking at us, like, hey, do you like the new look? No.
I'm a cute anime girl. Love me.
I mean, she didn't offend me.
Yeah, I didn't mind that part either. Like, I thought it was cute.
I like the whole thing of them like doing their little moves where they had like the spirits of the animals. Like,
Yeah,
that
that
was
was neat.
cool.
That was a cool
Yeah, I
move.
loved all the action. It was very anime, very fluid, very fast. I loved it.
But I agree. If you're gonna do a Power Rangers like animated movie, I'd rather them just do instead of just having a cool original Zord, just do like a cool original everything. Personally.
I see.
Yeah, what was the Zord supposed to be? I don't
I mean,
understand
it
that.
looked like it combined in the same way, but it was just like blue and yellow were the legs and everything, but it was still just a new, updated, like sleeker version.
A Gundam version, that's what it was. Like, I don't know what that was, but no, it didn't offend me. Like, it didn't offend me. I was like, like if it's Mighty Morphin, I'm just like, yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. That was like crap. We should have gotten
I kind
fun.
of
What's the
agree with
reversioning?
Spy in the sense that my opinion really has a lot to do with where they're coming from with it as in is this in place of the movie? Is this just a fun little side project? Is this something that they thought about but then dumped already? I don't really know. It really depends on, what their angle is.
Well, no, it definitely has to be a fun little side project. Because if this was the actual movie, wrong. Wrong. I want my live action.
Yeah,
Don't even
if
play.
it's just a side thing that doesn't affect the movie and doesn't affect the TV series, then it's cool. It's fine.
Do you think they would do an animated movie in addition to the live action? Because it says for the ZAG article that they're releasing a film every year, I think, per year starting in 2017. So I don't know. And
I mean, not necessarily a film having to do with Power Rangers, but a film, an animated one. They want to be the next Pixar. They want to be the next, Sabano Play. He wants to make them cry, take their money.
When was the
So.
movie announced? The live action Lionsgate movie.
Sometime last year.
Yeah.
So I
Well,
wonder if
I
this
mean,
came out before or after the announcement. Like if it's a possible pitch for like just I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how the animated would tie in with live action stuff, but yeah.
maybe it'll be like a Pixar movie where you can have a little animated short before the feature.
Yeah, some people are saying that too.
That'd be okay.
Which I don't mind.
Yeah, that'll
I
be all
don't
right.
mind. That'd be kind of cool. Just just get our feet wet. And then you can splooge all yourself.
Yeah, if it grows the brand and doesn't affect what we already have, then, more power to them. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed that this was sitting online for 2 years and nobody noticed it. How do we not know
Well,
about
maybe it
this?
was well, maybe it was accidentally made public.
Oh.
Maybe it was private all this time. It was made public. Oops. And then
Let
taken
it,
down.
someone leaked it out there when it was supposed to be private. Sent somebody a link. And spread. Yep.
So yeah. So yeah, I think that we don't have anything else to say about that, right? So we're good. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, unless we have more information, there isn't a whole lot more we could say.
Nope. So we gotta move on to our meat and potatoes.
Time for the fun. Right, Spy?
So
Oh, yeah.
all right, meat and potatoes time. Power Rangers Dino Charge. First of all, I would like to thank all the powers that be that released this episode early.
What did I say to you the last time we recorded, Lisa? I said, I guarantee this thing will be online before the premiere date. They'll have a thing, and then they'll release it to us because that's what they do. And that's what they did.
Yeah, like they got an email. The Power Force got an email saying, okay, well, tell your fans that if they retweet this particular tweet 100 times, then we'll unlock the premiere in our a week earlier. I'm just like,
And from what I heard, it had already been done before you even got the email.
pretty much.
Like, someone said that they did this a couple of years ago with like Korra, but they had like 10,000 as their goal. And they
I think
still,
1,000.
yeah,
It was 1,000.
and they still did that in like an hour or two. A hundred is a
So,
ridiculously low goal.
it pretty much they were going to release it early anyway.
Yeah,
So
there's no,
let's
yeah,
just
just a slap and tickle to say, yeah, here's what you got to do it. We're gonna do it
So
anyway.
yeah. Yeah. So but yeah. So that's great because we're able to talk about it now and able to dissect and really get into this premiere like none other,
That was
okay?
part two of our Zeo discussion.
Zeo is shelved indefinitely.
That's right. Sorry, Zeo. Got some new hotness.
Oh boy. All right. So where do we begin? Okay.
I want to say this just to get this out of the way because everybody said this, and it's true. It's unequivocal. We can't really deny it. This is Power Rangers. It's gonna have bad CGI. It just is. It's not great. They don't have a massive budget. Their spaceships and their dinosaurs don't look very good. Sorry.
I mean, the dinosaur was all right, but those spaceships, I mean, that's supposed to be your hook. You open
Yeah.
up with that sequence, and that's supposed to be like this intense action sequence. No.
Yeah, if you don't have any Sentai ships to show us, you're in trouble. You are in trouble.
What
And that's
happened
the
to the
thing,
little
it's like,
models and the green screen? Come
thank
on.
you! You could do that! You could have your little models! It's fine! That's fine! I won't be mad! But the spaceships, boo! No. No, the dinosaurs, I'm just like, look, we used to that. It's fine. It's cool. But then the fake horrible CGI dinosaurs and horrible CGI spaceships. Like,
Too
this ain't
much.
Lost Galaxy. This come on. Come on. It's too much.
And like
So
the villains in Kyoruger, they're not like space aliens, right?
no,
Or like,
they're from the
they're
middle
not on a ship.
they're from the middle of the Earth.
So yeah, so why not have an intense battle with the Keeper, like running through a forest? Keep the budget low. Come on.
Well, there's a reason for that though. There is.
They need the asteroids to fall from the Earth
That
and kill all
that's
the
right.
dinosaurs. That's the reason.
So yes, our first scene is you got spaceships
Yeah,
in the sky.
villains chasing the Keeper, which again, I'll also say this. Keeper, can you get a better name than Keeper?
Right.
That's like mentor. A little bit, not your best move to just call the man Keeper.
I mean, I don't have a big problem with the name. It's, I have a big problem with his face.
Yeah, his creepy Botox
It is a
face.
little uncanny valley. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it is.
First off, where is Greg Aronowitz? Like, can we get him?
Oh.
So, like, he can make some really good aliens. Like, they need to get him back. Because this right here, I mean, it looks like his face done gone squoosh. And he was birthed by, what's that baby from Dinosaurs?
I think it was just called the baby.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
It was like,
Like,
it's so creepy.
Larigold looked better than this dude.
Oh no. I love Turbo, but no.
He looked more realistic than this dude.
Oh boy.
I do kind of like the mix though that they have with him. Like he's a live action body, but they actually go in and CGI his eyes. I like that.
Yeah, and he can.
And his mouth
Yeah.
when
The
they
mouth.
really want him to talk.
Yeah, the mouth is kind of creepy. I don't like that as much. But the eyes, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's I'm used to like Larigo and like ET because that's the comparison, but he seems really tall, which is a weird minor pick, but like
Well,
seems so tall for an alien.
he has to be as tall as a small Japanese stunt guy.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
So he's gotta be
Pretty
like,
much.
so he's gotta be like, well, 4'11".
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So yeah, the keeper, I can roll with the keeper as being the keeper, but I just have to close my eyes because it's a little much. It's a little much for me. Don't know about that one,
Well, I
but
mean, if he is the mentor, I would prefer him over something stuck to a wall.
yeah, something that actually influences the show and does things. Instead of
And
just
has good ideas ahead of time, except for the whole asteroid tournament.
and doesn't have morphers that look like him.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
That would be
that'd
creepy if you had that guy's face on your hand.
Wait, well, I guess we'll get to this later, but have we seen the morphers in this episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the guns, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so just imagine the keeper's
Yeah,
face. The keeper pulling the trigger
barrel
on the
of your
keeper's
gun
face.
is keeper face. What's up now?
And then you
Would
have
be
to stick
pretty
an energy in his
intimidating.
mouth. Like, anybody got time for
But
that?
again, and we're saying this, but to me, the CGI and the keeper looking a little jank are the worst things in this episode. Everything else, I'm gonna have some good things to say. So nice to get those out of the way.
Yeah,
So
I
yeah, the
mean, we covered the
keeper.
main one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple ones, but again,
Well, me
yeah,
too,
with the
but the
keep.
main CGI. I mean, just
Right.
don't do it. If you don't have the money, don't do it. Come on.
Oh, yeah. But I think the most interesting thing about this beginning of the episode is that we go a long, long time where all we're doing is establishing these villains, which makes
Yeah.
them the most interesting dynamic villains we've had in forever.
And we get all of their
Forever.
names, and we know which names apply to which villains.
We know their personalities.
Exactly. I couldn't tell you the names of the Super Mega Force villains to save my life, or Samurai. I just can't recall them at all.
I mean, I love RPM. I can't tell you which one is Shifter and which one is Crunch. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think I
So
can
it's.
either, actually, now that I think about it. I have a good guess, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
I think Shifter's
Well, those are their names.
I think Shifter's the smarter gold guy, but I'm not 100% sure. But no, the whole thing is, I mean, at the beginning, we see that the blue guy Wrench, that he's kind of the bumbling guy, and then Sledge comes in, helps him, immediately establishing that he's the strong leader character. And then the Passandra comes in, and she and Sledge have a cute little Rita Zed relationship, which is totes adorbs.
Oh.
But
I have to say about Sledge though, right? Like, I like the premise of Sledge. I like that his ship is a big old jail for monsters and things and the different cell blocks and everything. I like that. That's great. What I don't like is how he looks.
Yeah.
He looks like armor that was stuck on to some green, like, felt crap. And
Well,
don't get
and
that.
it stands out. I mean, it's hard to avoid, but it's really obvious that he doesn't fit with the rest of the team. That they are all very colorful. Even the mean guy Fury, they're all very colorful, and you know, they're bright. They're big pieces to him, and he's much darker than the rest of them, and much more gritty with the way his costume looks.
Except for that green. Except for that green. Because I mean, you can have like a very sharp color that's coming through, but green? Like, out of all the colors that you
Well, that's
want to, like,
because I think
that's.
they'd probably just pick that color because they're not using Luck Hero from Kyuriger, the green guy who's even too goofy for this. The guy that looks like a giant purse that makes the monsters grow.
Yeah, so so his how he looks, I'm not really the biggest fan. Sorry, looks crafty to me. Sorry, but I do like the premise of Sledge.
Yeah, he's not even Grum good, and Grum was crap. So, yeah, we definitely need some Iran what's up in here for sure.
Sorry if you guys mentioned this, but is there a Japanese counterpart for Sledge?
There
Or is he
is a
totally?
main bad guy that they haven't used who looks kind of like the Statue of Liberty, to be honest.
Oh.
He's got his skull face. I mean, he actually that actually is what he's based on, because he does have a torch on his shoulder and he's always carrying a book, so it's kind of obvious that that's where the design came from.
Oh.
But he does look slightly more menacing than the rest of the bad guys, but not a
But
lot.
so Sledge is totally American?
Yes.
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, all the other suits are Japanese. He
Right.
is completely created for us, yes.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Yes. And none of these villains are just embodying their Sentai counterparts. They're different. You know, they have unique roles. They're not just dubbing footage. Oh my God. That's
Excellent.
the yes, this whole episode is original footage. What? What? Insane.
I mean, when you're watching those thing and you're like, wait a minute, I have not seen this before. I haven't seen this before. I haven't seen that. Hold up! None of this I've seen before. This is amazing. Now, granted, we'll pay for this later with some kind of clip show or whatever, blah blah blah. I get it. I get it.
We always do.
I know how he
We pay our
rolls.
dues eventually, yeah.
I know. But to have a premiere where you are not wading the water to the footage, that'd be great. That'd be great. No slaves up in this piece. Love it.
Yes. So the next they shoot down the keeper's ship, and the keeper is digging through his rubble. He's doing stuff because he's a mentor character that actually, you know, is useful, unlike other ones. And he finds what we will later learn is a bomb, and he finds his inner gems, and then he plays dead. Because that's how he rolls. He plays dead, and then Fury
Yeah, that's a
comes.
scary plan.
Yeah, it's not great. Is you know, you're at that point you're just really hoping
Yeah, you have a
that
lot of faith
ex
in your plan there.
yeah. So Fury finds him, is about ready to kill him, but then he's like, "Oh, inner gems! I found the case with the inner gems. I'm just gonna grab the case and leave and peace out of here."
I'm not gonna check them. I'm not gonna open them to see if they're really there. Nope.
No, why would I do
Nope.
that? I'm out of
And
here.
I'm not gonna kill the guy that I was chasing.
No, because I found what I wanted, so I'm gonna just stop, and then he.
Right. Not. Yeah. Exactly. Not. Don't kill. Like you get it, and then still kill the guy though. Like why you just kill
So the
him?
keeper opens up his creepy eyes and he's like, "Yeah, sucker." Deuces. But that's when we and then that's when we saw all the like what you were talking about earlier, the prison cell. It's such a cool idea that
I like it, yeah.
all of the monsters that we're going to see in the season are just already bounties that he's collected and getting ready to turn in. It's such a
Yeah.
neat little concept. Kind of time forcey, but it's really cool.
Yeah, that
I
shot
wonder
was
how
really
it'll work.
pretty. I mean,
I
the
wonder how
per
it'll go for it.
Sorry, go.
No, you're fine.
You wonder how it would work.
Well, since
with.
they were prisoners captured by him instead of just generically, we're not going to have him like ordering them around this year, are we?
Well, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just like.
Because in Time Force, Rancic was a criminal as well. It wasn't like he captured everybody. So, I don't know.
Maybe he
It
can
just
like,
doesn't seem like they're on the same level.
maybe he can find a way to like threaten him to do his
Maybe.
dirty work, or else I don't know. But and then everybody was freaking out because he was looking through his wanted posters, and the wanted poster he stopped on was a monster from Jungle Fury randomly. Okay, sure, we'll go with that. But the monster that we do,
Jason Smith's pimp hand is strong.
getting his influence in there. And we did see the monster though, that is later on in this episode. We actually saw him. He was in the jail too. They focused on him for a quick second. Showed him.
Oh,
Was he being fed the
nice
slop?
touch.
He was not being fed the red slop, no. But and again, I like the voice actress for Passandra. I really like that the little thing she had going with him, with her. We are getting
Gang
married. I like her. She's fun.
I know. Like it was because that could easily you could easily cringe with bad acting.
You could,
Like you could it could have been really
yeah, it
wrong.
could just have been like generic cackling chick or whatever, but they got a good voice actress, and it played well. I like the fact that it's a reminiscent of the Rita and Zed, even if it was when they neutered Zed. Poor Zed, he tried so hard and came so far, but in the end it didn't even matter. But yeah, that's when Fury shows up, his little escape pod, whatever. Get blowed up, and Fury gets sent back in the pod, and he goes down to Earth, and then the ship just flies away, and his collection of asteroids, because that's what you do, you just collect asteroids. Those are fun.
That's right.
It's like,
Bounties
yeah,
and
go ahead.
asteroids. At the back of his ship.
And I thought it was really clever, because even in the first couple seconds of the show, before we saw the dinosaurs, before you put everything together, it didn't immediately tell you, oh, this is a long time ago. It didn't spell anything out for you.
I
You
know. At
just,
first you're thinking it's present
yeah, you would
day.
just assume, because that's how these shows always start. Is it just something happens and then the Rangers get their powers and let's go. But and then you see the dinosaur, and then you actually work it out in your own mind quickly, like, oh, okay, this is back in the day. And then the asteroids fall, and that was the moment where, like, okay, show, you're being clever now. You just had a mentor figure accidentally cause the extinction of all life on Earth. Oh, that's not that's okay. Hey, you can relate to Dr. K. You can feel her. You can have a drink with Dr. K.
Hey,
Reminisce. spoiler warnings. I haven't seen RPM yet.
Whoa.
Well, that's your fault. That is 6 years old.
I've seen a couple episodes, but yeah, just never
But
got around.
and it was also pretty
Sorry.
sad because he just gave the energems out to the dinosaurs and then they die. So it's like
Yeah.
they couldn't even protect it
Yeah.
for like a day.
I mean, Keeper and Fury had a nice little fight. That was cool. He got his midget on. Little fight. And then they had like crazy fallout that I assume is going to perfectly preserve Mentor. So he will awake in the future, I bet. I bet anything. And then that's it. We cut to the present day. But again, that's interesting because literally we are 10 minutes into this episode and we haven't seen any Rangers at all. We haven't seen a person, a human being, until 10 minutes into this episode. That is what you call world building right there, son. You actually build something up so that when people show up, you're invested. You care. Johnny Tzak, take some notes.
Yo, and can we just talk about the intro?
Oh
Just talk about
yeah.
the intro. Let's talk about this
This song
intro.
has grown on me, by the way. It's grown.
Let me tell you something. The song was already hotness. Okay. Now you know there's some things that's from Super Megaforce and Samurai,
Yeah.
the same whatever. But take those out and that instrumental, what? Hotness.
And in the
But
and
let
in
me
those
just
drum
say,
those drums was key.
What? Let me just say. Let me just say, okay? You watching this intro and you're seeing the different clips from the show. And then you get to the part where they have the titles for the main characters. And wait, what do you hear? What do you hear?
Nothing.
Silence. It's glorious.
No, Tyler. Shelby.
Shelby
Yes,
Triceratops.
thank God. Thank God they didn't say their names. Oh my God, sweet baby Jesus, thank you. I pray to you every day that they don't say their names ever again.
It was so I watched that intro over and over again just to make sure they did that subliminally, like, Tyler, Shelby, just to like screw with us, just making sure, because I'm just like, wait a minute, am I hearing this? I'm just hearing the theme song and not dumb screaming young children. What? This is amazing. So I just have to thank you, Chip. Thank you, Chip. I'm so happy. You don't understand. We've been through so much.
Really have.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, I just had to mention that about the intro, besides the awesome theme song.
I would like the generic font to kind of disappear too, though.
I don't mind it, because, I mean,
If
it's been there since. Let me
yeah.
see. Dino Thunder had generic font. Well, SPD. I don't
SPD
remember
was like
SPD.
comic-y.
Yes, SPD was comic-y. And
It's been the
then.
same since Samurai at least, so
Yeah,
I'm
so,
ready for
I
change.
didn't mind. I didn't mind. I didn't want dinosaur font. God help me. Like random teeth looking font. Like,
Gotta get
no.
those TV Nihon subbers up in here. They'll come up with some crazy font for you.
That's right. Spin that text. Let's go.
That's right. Flash them colors, son. But yeah, so we
Yes.
go to a museum, and it's not just any museum, it is the Amber Beach Museum because we name our towns. That's what we do with proper Power Rangers. We name our towns.
What do you mean? Didn't they do it for? I assume that you're saying about the last 4 years, but didn't they put like Harwood High School?
Samurai was Panorama City.
Yeah, which we didn't hear until the show was like over.
Oh, I see. See, I didn't watch Samurai that far to know. But yeah.
And then Mega Force was, what was it?
Yeah, it was
Harwood?
Harwood something like that. Yeah, because Jake had his little jacket on.
Right.
Harwood something or other, but they never really talked about it or acted like it was a real thing. It was one of those things where maybe it showed it in the background once, maybe twice.
Right.
Here, they just put it right in front of you. Nice, big font. They drive by it. It's actually a name that, sounds like a name, and it's all
Yeah,
good.
Amber Beach. There you go. See, I just like how he's just getting to the point. First of all, Chip Lynn wrote this episode,
Yes.
right? So I just like how he's just getting to the point. Just get everybody's names out the way, the name of the city out the way. Just get there. Just all the stuff. Just establish it, and we can just move on. Thank you. So it's just continue. I'm sorry.
Well,
It's
yeah,
just, I'm
and
beaming.
beyond that, they're saying it casually. They're not set, throwing it out in your face with unrealistic dialogue saying, "That is crazy, Chase. Yes, you are correct, Tyler." None of that stuff where it
Well,
they're throwing it at you. It's
later on.
what the Hey now. Hey now.
I'm just saying, it
I might
happens in
disagree.
this
Yeah, I might
episode.
have to
When
agree
you're
with
wearing a
Stein on
name
that.
tag.
No, not that.
What?
Okay, can we just
No.
skip them? Skip them.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Go ahead. So, Amber Beach Museum. Go.
Yes. So there's a field trip, and then Tyler's standing in the background because he's making notes in his dad's journal. He's trying to find his daddy. And he talks to Chase, who's like pushing a cart. And apparently this is another ranger. They're letting him keep his accent, just like Xander, because there's just.
Well, wait a minute. The tour guide, she tells the people that, hey, look, these dinosaurs, they were big old asteroids hit 65 million years ago. And this is what
That's a
happened.
transition from the previous scene. Yes,
Right.
nice transition.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Then, what's his name? You see the Tyler and then Chase. Tyler asks Chase, oh, so you work here? Like, let me see. Wearing an outfit. It has Amber Beach Museum on it, and I'm pushing a cart that has a big old fossil head on it.
You would be amazed if,
It
from
happens all
working
the time.
retail. Yeah, it's I'll tell you from working retail how many times
You
you
just point to the
either
name tag and you're like, no, I'm just wearing this for fashion.
no, everybody who walks in here likes to wear khaki pants and red polo shirts.
Yep. I
That's how
love
what
this
I that's
apron.
what I do. Yeah, it's great. No, it's just styling.
Smocks are in. That's 2015.
There are some stupid people out there. It happens.
Tyler's one of them.
Yes, well, that's the Red Rangers for you. They're always wacky and impulsive and dumb. But yeah, so he meets Chase, and Chase helps him find Samson Caves. And then Chase goes off on his thing, and he finds some ladies to live, win the Levi lottery. And so he's flirting with them. So it transitions from him with Tyler, and then he goes, he meets flirts with the ladies, and he goes into the Dino Bite Cafe, which immediately, just looking at it, has a million times more personality than Froyo Store.
Yeah, that was a little too clinical.
Yeah, it was so clean and whitewashed, and hey, we got some personality, we got some fossil fries.
Hey, now look, don't hate on Ernie's Froyo, all right? Like, I know places like that here, and it's cool. It's fine. It
It
was
had
good
about
for
as
an
much,
actual restaurant.
yeah, it had about as much creativity and personality as naming the guy Ernie again.
Yeah.
Well, that was the only thing that I don't mind. But come on. But the actual like set, I didn't mind. I didn't mind.
No, I
This is
mean
just a
it would
different
be
type of
good
feel.
for an actual store. You want an actual store to be that clean, but for TV, you want it
Right. Yeah, for
interesting.
yeah,
You
TV, yeah, TV, you want
want dirt and
personality.
grit.
I mean, as
Yeah,
much
you
as
want the greasy spoon. You want the guy wiping the counter. Hey, what do you want, kids?
I didn't like the show, Jungle Fury looked cool. Their little place, their pizzeria place, it looked cool. You know, you want to go to the surf shop.
That's
Oh, get the best fries in the world, honey.
right. A direct quote.
That's right. You know how Adele do?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So,
But yeah.
all right, you got Chase, he's rolling through. You get to the Dino
And
Bite.
you get to.
I'm sorry, but I can't, I can't, it's hard for me to just say Dino Bite. It's a Dino Bite.
No bite. Oh, wow! That is an old reference that a lot of people will not get. As in, I won't say it. No bite.
We'll explain later, Karen. It's fine.
Child.
Anyway,
But
who is working in the cafe?
you meet the character that Lisa has been waiting for 21 years.
Pretty much.
21 years has led up to the black girl that becomes the Pink Ranger. Hallelujah. And
Won't he do it?
she is flaky.
Look, she is just very focused on pursuing her goals in life, and that is not to be some burger pushing heifer. Like, she does not want to do that.
She's
Okay?
pushing heifers.
She has aspirations, okay? Not fryspirations. So, let's not be
No
hating.
fossil fries in her future.
So look,
Hopefully,
hey,
we'll
so
find out what's holding her back.
she got a couple of things wrong. Okay, she gave some orders to people who never ordered before. It's fine. It's
And
cool.
she got some
It's cool.
attitude back. But she brushed it off. She brushed her shoulder. She moved on. She sees Chase. And she's like, oh, I'm gonna go bribe this fool. So she grabs a bag of burgers. And she runs after Chase. And of course, Chase has to go start flirting with Sherry. Hey, Sherry. What's up? Oh, I thought it was a fun little interaction. We're really establishing Chase's character as player.
Yeah, just in those like that 2 minutes of Chase pushing the cart to Dinobite and then like Shelby's stuff, we already get like so much about their personalities. And I like that she's flawed and she got the orders wrong and everything. That tells you a lot about like what her goals are and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just transitioned really well, from first we see Tyler, and then he interacts with Chase, and then Chase moves on, so we see Shelby, and then Shelby interacts with Chase, and then they move on, and they see Coda, and then they see the oh, first well, first we already saw Kendall, for a brief
Yeah.
second. Like all these characters are interacting with each other, but it's not
Cohesive.
it's yeah it's cohesive. It flows. It's some of them know each other, some of them don't, and we haven't gotten there yet, but. I'll say it. We get through this entire episode, and we haven't even seen one of the Rangers. He's not even in this episode because they're not rushing things. It's fantastic. It's oh my God. We're not just having one. Oh, the Red Ranger walks into the classroom, and here's all four Rangers, and they're going to quickly demonstrate the differences between them by answering the teacher's question. It's not just throwing it all at you really quickly and shoving it down your throat saying, okay, here's our characters, and here's the smart guy, here's the optimistic girl, here's the tough girl, and here's the sporty guy who doesn't really care and he's kind of dumb, and oh my God, it's so great. Here's everybody right in front of you, and we're serving it up for you. None of that. None of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Yeah, so anyway, she gets her burgers. She tries to bribe Chase and Coda, which works extremely well. Which it's interesting because everybody assumed when we heard, okay, the Blue Ranger is a caveman.
Caveman.
Right. Everybody assumed that, in the first or second episode, they would dig up the caveman somehow, unfreeze him or whatever. And the fact that he's already there is really nice because it tells you stuff has been going, and actually, even if you didn't read the character description, if you're like a kid who's coming into this, you don't even know he's a caveman right now, because he only said like two words in the entire episode. So, but for those of us who have read it, we know, okay, stuff has happened before this episode. There's a decent chance that Chase and Coda might already be Rangers. We don't even know that, because. They're just giving us little pieces here and there, enough that we can connect the dots. Some of them might be correct, some of them might not, but they're giving us enough story that we can figure it out. It makes us interested, at least, to actually discuss this and wonder what's going on. It makes you interested. God forbid they make us
Exactly.
interested.
Because if this was in the hands of some other producers that we know, we would have the first episode would have been we find this caveman and he's going about being all goofy and not knowing that he's in the present and blah blah blah. And no, but instead, we is just okay, this is Coda. He doesn't know how to eat a hamburger. That's fine, and go about your business. Like, you're gonna find out stuff later, hopefully. But it's like this is their kooky characters. Okay, fine. Okay, woo woo woo. Down the line, we'll find out that this is the blue one, and this is what a show is supposed to
Well,
be.
it's
It's not supposed to be right on the nose, like the first minute of the first episode of the first season ever in life.
Yeah, it's it's
Thank
yeah,
you.
it's the same sort of feeling I got with RPM, where it's like, oh, you mean we didn't have to have a scene where Dr. K ceremoniously handed out Morphers to everybody? They just three of them were already Rangers, and we're watching this from the point of view of the two characters who just came in. Where
Yeah.
it's they're not spoon feeding us any of this.
Yeah. It's great.
Now,
Wonderful.
Lisa, I believe you wanted to say something about your opinions of Kendall Morgan.
So it's her. You see her in the what you call it in the Dinobite. You see her. You see her in...
Feel so left out. No.
You really don't know, Karen? Aren't you like the same age as us?
We'll talk about it
I mean, we're all similar demographics. We should know this.
Okay,
later.
Good
Trying to
Times doesn't
think
ring a bell at
anyway.
all. Good
Yeah.
Times.
Good times? Ever heard of Good Times?
I don't tie it to anything specific.
Dynamite! Nothing?
No.
Oh.
Heck.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Anywho,
Kendall.
so you see Kendall in the Dinobite, right? And you have, and again, you just see, just you didn't really hear anything from her or whatever. But then you hear from her when Shelby is trying to go on this expedition where, you got Coda and Chase helping out Kendall. And to me, and look, if you're like us, you know what Kendall's gonna be. But to me, it seems like, oh, I think, what's the girl's name? I guess the actor's name is
Claire.
Claire.
Yes.
Claire, beautiful girl, wonderful girl. But the role doesn't really fit her the way she looks. Like, it looks as if, like, they put a girl that's the same age as everybody else, but like, hey, be an adult. You have to act older. Let me put some glasses on you. Let me put darker makeup on you. Okay, you gotta wear a suit. You have to be older. Like, she doesn't look older than them.
You
She looks
were looking for a Haley?
not necessarily Haley,
No, we
right?
want a Miss
This.
Fairweather. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There you
Ding!
yeah, I could okay, yeah, I could do a Miss Fairweather, yeah.
A Miss Fairweather, like somebody you clearly is older, but can look younger, just like the rest of them, if you put them in different clothes or whatever. But with her, you put her in quote unquote older people's clothes, and she just looks like a little kid who's trying to look older. It doesn't flow. It doesn't go. So I get that the end result is that she's going to be a ranger, so she has to look like one of the kids, but.
Well, yeah, like I said before, is that I figured that they're probably going to lean on her a lot heavier than Kyoryuger did, where they're going to basically act like she's part of the core team. I get that impression. So I mean, I get why they want to cast somebody younger. I didn't really have a huge problem with the, oh my God, she looks like a little kid thing. It didn't really come off like that to me, but I do agree that she didn't look like she was, like
No.
that much older than them. I could have bought like, 5 year, five ten, 5 years or so, but like, I mean, there are teachers out there who, I mean, I had a science teacher who was literally like, I mean, 23 and I was 18.
Well, yeah, no, we've all had teachers who are like 2 years older than us,
Yeah.
like legit. But at the time, they looked older, maybe because we were just younger. But she looks like their age, but just has darker makeup on to say that she looks older. I'm just like, I couldn't buy that. I'm just like, okay, we get it. You have to be the serious person, whatever. If they were to give her a role that, she's still important, but she is a young person who has that role, like who has that position in the museum, then that's fine. We've had Blakes before. We've had Justins, who little kids who are
Maybe
super, super, duper smart.
she's a Doogie Howser. Yeah, you don't know.
But no, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, if they actually just made her wear like regular clothes and not old looking, I'm an adult clothes, but like she's like a little Doogie Howser, then I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's just this whole notion of like, oh, well, we're just gonna make her look older because we're gonna put a suit on her. Like, sorry
Maybe
guys, I don't buy it.
I don't know. Maybe they will say that she's young. She's just.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out
Maybe
that it
she's
is
just.
part of her personality.
Yeah, maybe she's like overly compensating because she feels.
She has to. She's
Yeah.
forced by
Because.
society.
Yes.
They made me this way.
It's not like she's wearing
So
like
yeah.
wearing a pantsuit with the shoulder pads or anything.
Was getting kind of close. But yeah, I mean, but other than that, I mean that.
She's not the worst thing about, yeah, she's not.
And Tyler, look, let me tell you something, right? Tyler saved himself for me when he was in the forest with the bananas and the shovels and the underwears and the whatever,
Jumping
right?
ahead.
I know, I get it. But like when we were in the museum, and he's talking about like he's looking for his father, and oh, like what? It was a little stiff, my brother. It was a little stiff. I get it, and I understand it's a pilot, right? So you know, I'm gonna give you a maybe a
Pass.
pass. It was a little stiff that he was, you know. So get it, you know. And there were times with Shelby, my girl, but
My
a little stiff
only
too.
problem, my only real problem with Shelby was like that face she pulled when she was looking at her gem.
Yeah, when I saw that in the promo, I was like, it's
I
the
don't know.
pilot. I'll give it a
I don't know.
pass,
I
like
don't.
Lisa
I don't know.
said.
I don't know what you call that face, but she was pulling something.
She does pull faces,
Yeah,
though. She
and she's not.
does.
And she wasn't good at the reaction to like the slow-mo reaction to getting shot at, where she's just like flailing around. It's she looked really weird to me. Like I don't know what it was, but the body reactions.
You don't know. You don't know how it is. That's probably how you look like. Weird and junk. I don't know. But yeah, they were, it was a little bit. I mean, they did warm up once they got in the forest. It got a little, you know, loosened up a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
I'm gonna okay, anyway, so we were at yeah, she was pleading her case and they had a nice little bit of foreshadowing when she's like there when Kendall's like, oh, they're very important museum personnel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot one more thing.
What?
Sorry. Kendall,
Yeah.
you couldn't come up with another name, y'all. We've been over this.
Oh, 'cause like
There are
yeah.
5 billion names that you can choose from to give a ranger, right? You can take 5 billion names. You do not have to repeat a
Well,
name.
they were gonna. That wasn't the first original name on the call sheet. Wasn't there like a. It was a Kira before, but it was spelled with an.
Something like
On
that,
the
yeah.
call sheets, they were all different. They were all
Yeah,
different
but.
names, all different, whatever.
Yeah,
They
but
don't know.
Kendall was like a 2-episode Wild Force,
Yeah,
but.
she was very minor. I was okay with it. It has. Did you want it to? Did you want it to be Lisa?
I've always wanted to be the Purple Ranger.
That's true. That's true.
They repeated two names. It's Kendall Morgan, right? Isn't that her name?
Yes.
Oh, for Kendrix Morgan. Yeah, we've had that. We've had a
God,
couple
I
of last
really
names. The
hate.
last names don't bother me.
Yeah,
Oh, just
we've
first
been
name.
we we yeah we've been over this that Z is Danny's daughter. So clearly, clearly,
But yeah, come on, man. Just there's 5 billion names, man. You could just pick a name out of a hat. Even just come on, y'all. But that's all right. It's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Continue.
But yeah, I liked how she, how she said, oh, they're museum personnel and they're highly skilled, and then Shelby's like, they hide it well, and then Kendall's like, you have no idea. Oh, it's because he's a caveman and you don't know. That's what you're saying. I picked up on what you're putting down. Oh, it's good. But yeah, so then Shelby has she sneaks in, a small Japanese man puts on a wig and jumps into the back of the truck. And then so we go back to Tyler, because all Red Rangers need to have red vehicles that they drive around once in a while. That's how it
Course.
goes. And this is one of the things I was like, where I was like, okay, really? He's climbing down into what looks like an active volcano cave because there's lava everywhere. That seemed a
See, I
bit
was okay with
much.
the actual like descent into the volcano, but the fact that they had to like fill it with a joke while he was doing it, it's like, why? Just show him climbing. You don't have to fill every moment with some sort of joke.
I was more concerned about the active lava. Like people, I'm like, that's probably a bigger concern. Like, really? They have a cave just sitting out there that anybody can crawl into that has lava flowing in it?
Emma Beach, don't they don't play. They don't play.
Apparently, they don't play. Probably should be quarantined or something, or I don't know. Just a thing. A little bit of exaggeration to show he's in peril, I guess. But yeah, so he's in the cave, and there's some shrouded monster he finds, and he hides by doing the old sneak around the corner and let the guy run by thing.
But look, yo, Tyler's stupid. Like, this is one of the funniest. I'm like, First of all, he grabs like some bone or something, right? He's like, yeah, I'm about to, yeah, nah, son. I mean, these little things of actual character
Actual
that was
humor?
missing, actual humor that was missing from Megaforce.
Yeah.
It's great. Instead of just having some stoic dude that was napping on a bus, dreaming about some legendary war and never really called back to it ever in life until like the last episode of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing is this time the Red Ranger has a story to tell and he immediately tells somebody about it. Isn't that crazy? How when you have something important to say, you
Crazy.
say it?
Crazy. You know, like I just for me with Tyler, even with his and let me just say, right? You know, we say our criticism like, oh, this person was a little stiff, this person was. This is far and beyond 50 billion times better than Megaforce. Let's just put that out there, okay? 50 billion times better. This is kind of like the nuances of what, you know, they could have changed or what they could have been, you know, whatever. This is not like, oh, well, Tyler was stiff just like Troy. No.
No, that yeah,
No.
maybe yeah, maybe you can say so and so was a little stiff, but you cannot say just like. There are levels, and these levels aren't even remotely near each other, not even on the same spectrum, son.
Nah. Nah. Like you can start grading episodes now, not on any kind of
Yeah,
scale.
there's no Tristan B plus curve scale going on here.
I don't think he would give it that grade anyway.
No,
I
but
think he'd be on board too.
Probably. Because he likes good things, and this is good things. But yeah, and by the way, Tyler is like the greatest archaeologist of all time because he climbs down a cave, he finds a tooth, he finds an entire T-Rex skeleton, and then he finds an Ender Gem in about 2 seconds. This dude is like super sleuth.
Well, you know, he's very determined to
He
find
has the
his
cheat
phone book.
sheet. He's got that
Yeah.
book.
Does.
That is
His dad
true.
was there first. This is all secondhand discoveries.
I paused it and I read his map. It was very well defined how it said steep hill here, this hill, steep incline over here.
Cute.
It was very, very, very well made by his daddy, by his diddy.
So, yeah, he finds in a gem and
That's it for then it cuts back to Shelby. Because
Shelby
Shelby
Triceratops.
Triceratops. But no, she's on the truck, and then the monster, because he's been running around, he's been busy. First, he chases Tyler, and then he goes and finds himself an Ender Gem. So he finds the little case, and then Shelby's like, "Oh, I gotta get the attention of the big strong men. Oh, they can't hear me. I'm gonna go do this myself. Boom. I'm gonna go chase this fool down."
Yeah, so this is the part where you know how in scary movies where
Person
you
comes
have the group of people and then you have the black person and then there's this scary person that or murderer person that's like out in the woods and you're in the house and you're like, all right, guys, let's go there and see what's out there, right? It's never the black person that leads it. Never the black person. Because we know what happens to us. We know. We know we die.
First, you run up the stairs in the house,
Okay.
then they get you.
So we don't lead the charge ever. Doesn't happen. Okay. Because we die. So when I saw that my girl Shelby was gonna go in the woods after this shrouded figure, I said, girl, you're gonna die. Stop. Stop. No, like you feel like you were in the movie theater
Yeah.
and like you're screaming at
This
it.
fool this fool asks you if you like scary movies. Get out of there.
Turn away. It's like, please don't go in the woods. Don't go in the woods. Don't do it. And then she did. I'm like, okay, fine. You know, you gotta be a ranger, so I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. But she does. She goes in the woods, and of course. Yeah. Ciao, bye. You've been dead. You've been dead, dawn, gone, done. If this little Tarzan boy didn't come in
I was gonna say,
swoop.
we forgot the only thing that can save the minority from death is the other minority showing up to reinforcements.
At least use another minority. I'm just saying, that's
We got a lot of them this time. We got a lot of them. We have a cavalcade. And they're all in the important roles too.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Like literally,
Yeah.
the core three rangers that make up the main Megazord are all minorities.
Affirmative action.
That's right. The white boys just show up to be extra arms. That's all they do. They
Yes.
aren't the core Megazord. And as we've mentioned though, then they actually get into some comedy, you know? Like they actually do some comedy where I laugh. Like
Yeah, that was
I
funny.
genuinely laugh. Like when he calls her Shelby Triceratops, I actually, oh, it's funny because he read the name tag and it said Triceratops. Oh, it's good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And
But this
then
is also the part where the awkward forcing of the names comes into, where it's like, "Hi, I'm Tyler Navarro." Like,
yeah, I was wondering
yeah, say the
why.
say yeah. He had to say his last name so he could get the so we could get to the joke. Because you know, like you're not gonna say the
That's
girl's
true.
last name if you don't say your own last name.
Right,
That's
true.
how the joke flows. You know, it would be weird otherwise to just say Tyler and then try to say her whole name. So, I mean, I get why. At least there was a reason, right? You know, there was a reason to get to the punchline.
B plus.
Oh, ouch. But yeah, and then they're scared of the monster, and then he pulls out a banana, and then he pulls out his boxers.
Wait a minute. The monster itself unshrouds himself,
Yes.
and I literally like, whoa, Flurious? What's going on? What's
His
happening?
name is Ice Age.
But I literally was like, yo, Flurry. And then I go to end credits and I'm like, oh, that's why. Because it's voiced by the same guy.
Yes,
Oh, is he really?
he's very adept at cold monster voices.
Yeah, pretty much Flurious. That's him. It's him. So his little bro.
It's actually funny, by the way, because there's actually three main monsters at the beginning of Kyuriger that they kind of are a trio because they represent the three different things that are widely believed to have caused the extinction of dinosaurs. There is an
Oh, that's
asteroid
cool.
monster coming soon. Don't you worry.
I like it.
Yeah,
That's clever.
so it's a neat little thing. But it's also it's cool because you get this because it also actually by having him show up, it tells you more about the universe without actually telling you about the universe because we learn, okay, this guy was on the ship. He didn't fall off in the escape pod. But now he's on Earth, and he's walking around on his own. So something must have happened. Something about the ship crashing. Somehow he got off the ship. Something happened.
Right.
We realize that there's more to this that they aren't telling us yet. It gives us more
Right.
questions to ask and ponder as a fan. So again, bonus points for that.
And also questions for why the energems were in the crate that Coda and Chase were moving around. Right?
Because it,
Yeah.
again, you're like, yeah, exactly. It tells us that, okay, this Kendall chick, she knows what's up and she's doing stuff, like I said before, where there's a chance that the other two might already be Rangers.
Right.
You know, like she's on top of this. She got some inside knowledge that she ain't telling anybody. Which is
Yeah.
also probably why she doesn't want to let new people in on it. She's so vehemently against it. And then she's going to see them with energems. She's like, "Oh crap! I gotta let you two in. I gotta open up the circle."
It's pretty much like SPD. Ah, crap. These hobos gotta let them in.
Oh, they
Darn
got
it.
superpowers already? Oh, dang it! Okay, and again, it's gotta let the minorities in again.
High five to Lisa.
Yeah, again,
Yeah.
gotta let the black person and the Hispanic person in our group. Dang it! I already got the Asian guy caveman in here.
Don't be ragging on my people. No, just kidding.
Didn't you know that your people were cavemen back in the days, apparently?
Ah, no.
the rich history there. I kind of like Tyler's little delivery, you know, where he's like, "Whoa, cool." It's like, "Your turn for an idea."
Yeah, I love that part. Like when the shovel was fried and like his face, I genuinely laughed at that part.
Yeah.
And then when they stopped and just turned to each other, was like, "Do you know what's in the crate?"
It's in
I
the crate. I know
laughed
it's
at
in the
that
crate.
part. Yeah.
You might destroy your precious thing.
Yeah. They're actually acting like people
They're
their age.
scared. They had some banter, you know, some actual banter going back and forth. It was refreshing. They were allowed to show some personality as opposed to like Megaforce, where I waited 20 episodes for friggin' what's his name? What's his name? What's his name? I forgot his name again.
Oh, I don't
Again.
know. What, Troy?
Troy. Wait for Troy to start pulling faces. And that had to be my big moment of the season. I had to latch on to him pulling faces. Because before that, there was nothing. You know, here we're episode one. We got some personality. Oh my God. It's crazy.
I know,
So then
but then,
they he shoots him again and they drop the ender gems and he freezes them and they're like reaching out. Oh, trying to touch the gems. They see the power. And then the power unfreezes them. And when they're holding the gems, and Shelby gives that look, you know that look we're talking about, where she looks like she smelled something. I don't know. And magically, they get fossilized guns show up in their hands.
They look so cool. I
They
want one.
do. They do look very cool. I'm sure that we will find Keeper fossilized in the same way, possibly. And he will get unfrozen, I bet. That's just my guess. But yeah, so then they stick the gems and stick them in the hole, and they unfossilize, and he's just playing around with the gun, and he accidentally fires it. You know, it's good because, you know, it's natural progression. Like we said before, it's none of no ceremonial giving of the powers. It's they're stumbling into this, and he accidentally shoots him, and then they accidentally morph. And in a very, very cool moment, I mean, this is what would happen in real life. You're playing around with a gun, and it shoots crazy red and pink energy that's like coming at you in the form of a giant dinosaur head. You're probably gonna duck down and be scared of it because you don't know what it is. So then they accidentally morph for the first time. It's good. It's believable, as believable as Power Rangers can be, I would say.
It was all
Yeah,
right. I would have liked a little bit more ceremony, I think, because up until now we didn't even really have the idea beyond this being a Power Ranger show that becoming a Power Ranger was a possibility.
Yeah. And they did an insta-morph, right? Or something like that.
It was just very unceremonious. Like there was no flash to the transformation. It was just, oh, here we are. So just a
I don't know.
little bit more.
After last season, where they had to pad out episodes by showing the full transformation for every
You're
single person
done?
individually.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You know what? You want to just give me an instant morph because you actually have some story to tell? Sweet. Do it.
And they're
I'm like,
probably
I gotta.
saving the actual morph sequence for the full team for the ceremonious effect where everybody's all united.
They're
So.
Yeah,
telling them that they're,
true.
you know, the Fanged Brave and the Bullet Brave and all that good stuff. All that good stuff. But yeah, and again, we got a monster who knows what rangers are, so we'll see how that plays out. Because he
Yeah, how do
shows
they
with
know?
and he says, "Oh, the T-Rex Zord." So we'll have to see how they follow up on that as well. Because it establishes that this Zord has been wandering around, hopefully, and it's not just a mistake that he's a real thing this guy's seen before. So yeah, they have a quick little fight. You know, nothing fancy, just some double
No,
punches.
definitely not fancy.
Well, that's the whole cool thing about this is that the whole rangerness is on the back burner in the first episode. The whole being a ranger is not important right now. What's important is establishing characters.
The last 4 years, all we got was rangery foolishness. Okay? All right. I think the quota has beyond been surpassed, and I can deal with the premiere that kind of takes its time and builds up to the ultimate battle, per se, with all the team members.
I mean, I
That's
am on
fine.
board. This premiere is far beyond anything we have gotten in the past few years. I just think we just need a little bit more flash for the Rangers in the premiere episode.
But they don't even know what they can do
Yeah,
yet.
they don't know any of this crap. And the fact that we only have two Rangers, how great is that that we only have two Rangers after the first episode?
It's different.
It's very cool. I mean, we only have two Rangers. We have one that hasn't even been introduced.
It's definitely keeping us interested, keeping it fresh. I'm on board.
We get to see the
Just a
Purple
little bit
Ranger before
more.
the Green Ranger. That's crazy.
That is
She's
crazy.
already around doing her thing. So yeah, they have a quick little fight, and then T-Rex just shows up. He's just like, I had enough of this noise, and he picks that dude up and he just tosses him.
Like a mouse.
Yeah, he like, yeah, I ain't got time for this. Boom, you out of here. See
You
ya.
get the did the CGI artist.
Okay, okay, yeah.
I
One great. I'm not gonna pretend that it looked amazing, but
Just
that's
a
no
little bit
problem.
more flash. That's all I wanted.
Did you want him to disappear in like a little blink, like it's Team Rocket?
Yeah, a little blink. I'll get you, Rangers. No.
Yeah, but then they have another little Shelby and Tyler moment. He's got a car, so they drive off. And then again, we get some exposition, which they've done a good job of not doing that the whole episode, so they can get away with a little bit of it at the end, where he just kind of regurgitates the story.
And you would think the conversation would be, what the heck was that? What just happened?
We just turned into Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing that happened to us. But now we're going through the notes. It was a little cheesy though, the way she was like, I hope I get to meet your dad someday.
Wink, wink.
I was like,
So Mia-ish.
yeah. That was a bit much. But we did get to see a picture of him and his daddy. It's
It's not ASJ.
no, it's not Wes. Oh, foiled again. But yeah, so a little bit of
There
exposition
was
there.
that shadowy figure who abducted the father.
That's true. That's true. And yeah, and we saw the picture of Fury in the book, and
True.
then Fury stands up, stands out. He's like, I smell inner gems. Which is okay, weird that you smell them. Okay, but
Well,
I
you
thought he was
saw
going to say,
Shelby's
I smell
face.
teenagers. I thought he was going to say
Oh, that's
That
a great callback. Well, I don't know. Do you think there have been too many callbacks to MNPR stuff? I don't know.
But again, and then that establishes that Fury, I don't know if he was fossilized or if he's just been wandering the Earth this entire time, but it's
Well, he's the
interesting.
shadowy sketch, so he's been wandering.
Yeah, but
He
how long,
fits up
though?
into the father. At least 10 years.
At least 10 years,
Yeah,
yeah.
at least 10 years.
That's the question is, but has he been there the whole time? Because if he has, I'd be super pissed.
How do you
Well,
know at least 10 years?
because
Because
he
that's when
was,
the father disappeared.
yeah, he had the sketch of him, so the
Okay.
dad has seen him, at least.
The dad should be Fury. I don't know.
I will say this:
He's not.
if they want to partially, but not completely, borrow from Kyoryuger, that's very possible.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how much you want me to say.
No, don't spoil it. I
Okay,
don't know.
because it can't be the exact same thing if they did borrow from it, but it would be very, very similar.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
So yes, it is possible. But yeah.
Okay. I just have to say though, right? Like, again, Premiere, good job. But how many times do we have to deal with Red Rangers and their daddy issues? Either they lost their father, can't find their father, they don't like their father. Like, I mean, there's a lot of Red Rangers with daddy issues.
Well, the people on the Dan's Toku rants, they sent a message to Beehawk, and he replied because really they said basically, why doesn't he just go to a temple and reflect about his dad? Get that Ryan Steele action on. Oh.
Yeah, I think I saw that. And didn't he reply? Brad Hawkins said, like, I claimed it
That's
first or something.
He said, man,
Yeah.
I did that first.
That's cool.
Get them daddy issues.
Yeah, I mean, like, think about it, though. I mean, let me see. Well, Sky, who ended up being a Red Ranger, but yeah, but like, he had his daddy issues. Nick had his daddy issues.
Mac ended up getting some daddy issues too.
Hackman daddy issues. Yeah, look at him.
It's a well that's been dipped into many a
Wes
time.
daddy issues.
Yeah.
A lot of them just they just need a father in their lives, like literally, like there in their life, like present in their lives, because half of them are gone or dead. So yeah, I hopefully they kind of this old idea of my dad's gone or my dad's missing kind of rejuvenated so that it's not so we've been there, done that.
But at this point, I'm just glad to have a Red Ranger who actually has issues. Just at all.
That's true. No, well,
Any sort of thing to
Troy
deal with.
did have issues, just not the issues that we cared about.
Yes.
He kept dreaming about this war, and he never divulged that he was having these issues. So it just we didn't we just ended up not
And then
caring.
he momentarily had a really strong crush on Robonite.
No, not momentarily. That was throughout.
Well, yeah, for
And
like
then
the
he had to suppress
yeah, he had
it.
the for the first few episodes is of Super Megaforce, he pined for him, then he forgot he existed. And then Robonite came back, and then Robonite forgot he was supposed to be dead and showed up again in the finale. So that was uneven. But so yeah, now it's interesting also because this is this isn't part one, but it clearly feels like it's supposed to be a part one. Like it feels like it's supposed to naturally flow into the next episode.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, that's it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's another thing is God, how long has it been since an episode of Power Rangers ended? And I'm like, oh my God, where's the next episode? I want to see the next episode right now.
What? For real.
Like
I know.
it's not a punishment like it used to be.
Power
I haven't
Rangers is
felt this.
back.
Oh my God, it hasn't been like this since RPM so long ago, so many years.
It's just, I mean, this whole time that we're talking, I'm smiling. This doesn't happen in real life when talking about the show the past 4 years.
Like this episode, like it came out, what was it, late Thursday into Friday, and as soon as it popped up, I was like, oh my God, I gotta go see it, and I posted it for you guys, and you guys like, oh my God, I gotta go to bed, but I want to see it. Like we were excited. We wanted to go rush to the Nick website and watch this episode. Oh
Yeah,
my
and right
God.
after I watched it, I messaged you guys. I'm like, there's nobody up right now to talk about it, but I'm so
And
excited.
no, I had to go to sleep right after, but I did see it.
then I woke up in the morning and I went to work and I'm like, oh my God, it's time to do some work. I'm gonna go watch the episode again. I'm sitting at my computer in my corner, I'm just watching the episode again. Oh my God, it's here with the dino charge. And then I and then be today I was like, oh, we gotta record an episode. I'm gonna go watch the episode again. And then I'm taking my notes, and oh my God, I haven't taken notes since the first couple episodes of Samurai, and then I quickly stopped because I'm like, this is awful, and I'm not gonna take any more notes. But oh.
It's so not, like it's so you don't understand, like people, like granted it is fun to watch an episode that's not that great and find jokes about it and whatever, that's awesome, okay, fine, but then when it's the same not greatness that is happening in every single episode, yeah, I can't, you done, I'm just done. So this is refreshing to come to an episode where you're talking about mostly good things, like, oh, so that was really funny, we laughed with them, not at them. Oh, that was good development. We actually know about them and care about these characters. Awesome. Oh, look, that little thing, even though I might not agree with the way that she dressed and whatever, look, she made a funny thing, so I can forget about the other thing that I was talking about before.
Well, and
It's just wonderful.
And over the recent years, I've heard people say about, even me specifically, about, oh, you're always saying bad things and you're always being negative and you never have anything good to say about this. I'm like, you don't understand that I want to say good things. Like I might be good at ripping things apart and have fun while I'm doing it, but honestly, at my core, I want to see something good and I want to be able to say good things. Like, the struggle is real, people. I want to say good things. I just haven't had anything good to say. I've been digging and trying to find little things here and there about these recent seasons. It's just been so hard. And now I look at this and I have good things to say, and God forbid we get to the point at this time next year where people are saying, oh my God, all you do is gush over things and say good things. I hope I get to that point. I would pray for the day that I get to that point where people say that. Please let me get to that point.
It's been a long
Jesus, let me
time.
get to that point.
Yeah, people think that if you have something bad to say, they automatically think you're just, I mean, they don't understand that that's constructive criticism or anything. It's because we care about the franchise even more,
Absolutely.
and then we know the potential it has. Especially with the past two casts, they were great, like peep actors. Like, not great. Well, they could be enthusiastic. They could be enthusiastic. You watch the panels and like they're, they have energy and everything.
Yes,
But
they are animated people
yeah.
who actually have things that they could portray on screen, but
Right.
then
Got
you
suppressed.
give them cardboard
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and some of
To
the,
act
again,
out.
I don't remember the actors' names because whatever, but the people that played, like the Troy and the Gia and the Jake, the way they were talking is they sounded like they were like, trust me, dude, we know this sucks. We wanted to have more to say and more to do, but they did not let us. Like, that was what they were
Yeah.
saying without actually saying it.
Yeah.
They were like, we know we are with you. We are solid on this. Do not shoot the messenger.
Exactly.
But oh my gosh, it's just so refreshing. I mean, and trust me, I mean, if something's bad, I can go off like no one else. But I mean,
And then the best, and then some, to feel something like we went from like, Megaforce started out like I remember the Megaforce premiere, and we're like, oh, this is not too bad, it's not too bad,
it was
okay,
a half step up from Samurai.
right? And then as soon as you went through the episodes, it went from not too bad to this is bad, and then from this is bad to like I don't even care, like I don't this is I can't do
It went to
this.
I don't care because they clearly don't care.
And so to feel something, like if I am reviewing something, I want to actively either love it or hate it. Like I remember when SBD happened, like there was like visceral reactions to what was transpiring on screen, and whether you agreed or disagreed with whatever choices that they made at production wise or acting wise or anything wise. There was something to talk about. There was something to debate. There was something to discuss, and you cared still, right?
Yes.
Megaforce, I mean, there was you don't care because what we want to watch. You want to watch the same crap over and over and over again. But now it's I feel again this actual care coming back, and me like being invested and wanting to talk about these things all over again and watch things again to see if I miss something or whatever. And I hope that this it stays like this. I really do. Because actually, think about it, this is the first time that Chip is all Chip.
Yeah.
Previously, he was either one of just like a producer under somebody else. Pretty much like a producer under somebody else. And then when he came back to do RPM, I mean, he was really taking over somebody else's vision. So this is the first time where it is now, okay, I know in television and films or whatever, not one person makes a show. I get it. I get it. But in terms of being the front runner, the showrunner, this is Chip.
Yeah, no, nobody's interfering.
Nobody else. He doesn't have to answer to T-Zack.
Thank God. Thank
So,
God.
this is full Chip. And so now we get to really see what his vision for a show is. So.
It's just nice that we can come into an episode and watch it and say, okay, I can tell the difference between all of these characters, I know their names. I have a little bit of investment in their characters already. I have questions that I would like answered. I f actually feel like they will be answered. They won't be, go say, there's a very good explanation for that. They won't give me any of that noise. That it's just, I care because I feel like the person who made this cares. Point blank. Like, I feel like he wants to give us a show that, yes, it's for kids, but it is not going to talk down to you as an adult. You know?
It's wonderful. I'm beaming.
Yes. Because,
Don't beam.
I hate it because for these last 4 seasons, I would go on and I would read reviews. I would even watch reviews on YouTube from people that I would say are smart people. And they would still end up saying, "Well, what do you expect? It's a kid's show." And that nothing pisses me off more than what do you expect from a kid's show? Because that is the biggest cop-out line I have ever heard. No, I don't expect crazy drama, super crazy, super plot twist, none of that stuff, but I expect a show that tells a good story with interesting characters and, maybe a little bit of intrigue here and there. But overall, I just want a show that doesn't talk down to its viewers. That's all I ask. I want a show that is the same sort of quality and complexity as RPM or Dino Thunder or whatever, seasons that we've seen in the past that we know where this show can go if it's willing to go and the people in charge let it go there.
All right, so I guess this is a part of the show where we grade this episode. I know we haven't done this in a while.
Wow.
So, one being the worst, five being the best, no
No
halvesies,
points.
only whole, no points, only full whole numbers. So, who would like to go first?
Ladies first.
Karen.
Oh, you're gonna start with me?
Yes. Yes,
I
first.
would rank it like it wasn't the best premiere out of all the seasons. It wasn't like mind-blowingly good, but and I do wonder, do you guys think that it benefits because we all have like Chip Lynn kind of worship right now?
I wouldn't say that because, especially because before this started, I was actually very vocal about the fact that over the years, everything that Chip has produced has not been my favorite. I thought that everything he's done has been serviceable or at least good, but I've never like gushed over the man like 'cause he hasn't even ever been my favorite executive producer. Like he does not top my list. He's near the top. But I would still rather have like Doug and Ann are still my favorite. And even Eddie, I mean, come on. He made friggin' RPM. I mean, worship at the feet of RPM.
Yeah, that was a great premiere. I did see the premiere for that. So, I'm going to give it there's no halfsies. Okay. I'm gonna give it a 3 just because I think there's more to come and it's like gonna get even better. And I really enjoyed, I think Lisa said it best when it was like when she said there are nuances and I just like enjoyed the little details, you know? Like how Coda was burping and Chase was like spinning around with the skateboard on his head, or like how Shelby brought him a raw burger. And like you see him lifting a huge big box to show his super strength. And we'll get more about that in the future, hopefully. So like little details like that really made the episode for me. And I couldn't help but like come away with it with a smile and a grin. And like I said, I was so excited to talk about it with other people after I finished watching. So it'll be a high 3 to a 4.
Okay. Yeah, really. By the way, Shelby and Kendall looking at Chase and Coda, that so made me think of the reinforcements from the future when Taylor and the Time Force people were looking at the rest of the Wild Force crew.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We're like, here's a bunch of idiots.
I hate my friends too. Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was great.
Lisa?
Spy.
I said ladies
All right.
first.
So spy.
Oh. Oh, you got burnt.
So the fourth seat is going to open up next week.
Oh.
Oh.
Karen just served you.
I
Take
love
it.
you, Spy.
Was my idea to bring you in. This is how I'm repaid. Anyway.
Gentlemen,
No,
I brought you into this world. I gotta take
that's right. I actually sort of understand what Karen is talking about when she brings up Chipolin and how I think a lot of the fandom is going to accept this as the second coming of Jesus because he's written it and he's producing it and everything must be great because his name is attached. So
right.
I kind of fall into that category actually. But I mean, obviously I have my complaints about the CGI and the costumes or whatnot, but this premiere actually was pretty enjoyable. And we've had such a drought of entertainment in this franchise. So I kind of want to go along with that and just give it a straight up five with a little asterisk saying, of course, this is just symbolic, but I do want to see more of this. You're on the
Just
right track. Keep it going.
adjusted for inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say less the it's because it's Judd, more because we have been walking through a desert for 5 years. Five fingers reaching for the sky. Five. We have been walking through a desert for 5 years. We have been thirsty. We have been hungry. So when someone gives you a cup of pond scum and some table scraps, that to you, that is a banquet, straight up. So yes, there is going to be a little bit of over enthusiasm in that respect, but for me, I've always had simple expectations. I want interesting characters. I want a clearly defined story. I want, God forbid, characters to have motivation. Villains to have motivation besides, I want to defeat Earth because of reasons. Like the bad guy has a genuine grudge against this keeper guy now. Like there's, he has vengeance on his mind now. We have characters that are being introduced slowly but methodically and reasonably, and every single one of them is already unique. And we still have another one that hasn't even been introduced yet. What? Who looks like he's going to be a preppy rich looking dude or something based on the opening credits with his weird little white outfit up to his neck. That was, I don't know what's going on there. And it looks
It's a
like he.
fencing outfit.
Ah, gotcha.
He's a
Fancy.
champion
Didn't
fencer.
somebody say he was a cook or something? Like he had
He
an
looks like a
apron?
cook.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the Kyoryuger, he's a master like swordsman.
Oh,
So,
okay. So it is probably the fencing
yeah,
uniform.
because like they have the gun and they also have the sword, and he like always sticks to the sword. Like he rarely ever uses his gun. But yeah, so they're doing it very methodically, and like I said, I've had it's giving me questions, and it's not flat out stating anything. Like outside of a little bit of exposition at the end where Tyler's talking about his dad to Shelby, nobody is really just saying, okay, here's our motivation, here's our thing. They're illustrating it to you through the visuals, and they're allowing you to figure it out, and they're putting little breadcrumbs out for you to follow and to figure it out. So, I mean, God, I mean, it's just. I have to go five. I have to go five. Maybe,
Really?
yes, I do. Like, it's a very good premiere. Like, it does such a good job of just establishing things, like just presenting it for you, just laying it out on the table and saying, okay, make of it what you will. If none of it's just saying, okay, here's our heroes, here's our villains. Okay, they're fighting. Sweet. None of that. Like from a premiere level, I'm trying to think of premieres I liked more than this. Like I think the Dino Thunder premiere was better. I think the RPM premiere was better. It's weird now going back to Zeo because we just discussed it. Like Zeo, as much as I liked it, it still did a lot of just here we're telling you everything. Like it did a lot of that compared to this. So. Even as a regular episode, as a premiere, as a premiere as a whole, I think it did pretty much everything right. So, I mean, I gotta go five. Maybe in the future I'll renege on that and go down to a four once I've gotten off.
Adjust it for
Yeah, once
inflation.
I've
So you have
got
an asterisk as
yeah
well.
yeah once I've gotten off my crazy this doesn't suck high.
Right?
But for now, yeah, I go five.
Okay, wow. I thought I was going to be the one that was like crazy high pointing up in this piece. No, like I give it a four. I give it a four because,
That's probably realistic.
out of the premieres that we've say
Been
what?
hurt too bad over the years that you're too scared.
No, I mean, I give it a four because over the years there are premieres that I like more than this, you know.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of premieres that are way worse, and I don't care about the characters at all. Like you, people just tell you, "Oh, it's a great premiere because it's just a great premiere." Like, no, like I don't really care. Like any Wild Force or no offense, Lightspeed. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap about Lost Galaxy. I don't give a crap because I'm just like, eh, whatever. But these characters, I'm just like, oh wow, I actually laughed when I was supposed to, and I really got where these characters were coming from. So, but yeah, I give it a four because, there were some things that they needed to, kind of like flesh out a little bit because,
CGI.
got to shake it off because, they got their pilot jitters. So, but overall, it was nice to see that a premiere where you don't have to wonder, okay, all right, guys, I guess we're gonna have to wait to this typical roll call. Okay, guess when they're gonna rush over to that. Okay, oh, when they're gonna rush over to the Zord fight. Okay, great. Okay, Zord fight, and that's gonna take up most of the episode. So that means that there's no more talking with the actual Rangers out of their costumes. Great, and great. Great. Cause I mean, I was expecting all of those things in the past. Like you're like, okay, they're gonna talk for 2 seconds and then they're going to morph and then they're going to do, and no story. But this was completely different, and I'm very happy. Am I reserved? Of course. Of
Right.
course. Cause I'm telling you, past 4 years, it was
Yeah.
yeah,
Well, and
it was
it's
hard.
weird too because
It was
it
hard.
still feels like we've only seen half the premiere. You know?
Yeah, I would agree.
It'd be like rating the Dino Thunder premiere, but you've only seen up until the point where Tommy bust Connor and Ethan in his little lab. And then you're like, okay, what do you think of it? And you're like, I liked it so far, but I don't know. So,
Chip usually does like two-parter premieres, right? Is it because of Nickelodeon's restrictions that they only do like one episode premieres now? Or was the Megaforce premiere two-parter? I don't remember.
I don't think it was. I think it was just called Mega Mission. It was just one episode, right?
Oh, okay. But yeah, there seemed to be, it seemed like it would fit better with the two-parter this time.
You know what? I don't mind. I don't mind because why do premieres always have to be two-parters? Doesn't
This
have
is
to be.
true. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like this is part one. I mean, the episode in itself, it could stand by itself. It's cool.
It does.
It didn't
That's
need
true.
a we're gonna have a cliffhanger because we need one. I mean, it was refreshing. It was refreshing to see that this is an episode that could stand on its own. It's cool. And I know that more stuff is gonna come, but it doesn't need the typical two-parter. So it's a good four. Like I have never given out a four so solidly and profoundly in my entire life for the past 5 years.
I didn't think I would ever give out another five in my life.
You know, and I'm looking forward to giving out fives
Yes.
because
True five, yes.
twos, yes, true five, not no curve five, because I don't even think I gave a curve five with what we got in the past. But this is, I was living in two land for so long. It was just twos all around, just the whole dropping deuces on these samurai force people. I was just so done, so done. So not even the Mega Force Legacy War nonsense could have saved it being from Toonland, because it was bad. So I'm glad. Four. Four.
Boy, going from that Super Mega Force finale to this episode really shows you the difference of when people talk about style over substance. Like, Super Mega Force finale, that was style, and that was all it was. This is what you call substance. Characters with personalities and emotions.
Yeah, I mean, you bring, I know we've been over this like 5 billion times, but you bring back people and you have them interact with randoms in the most awkward ways. Like, why? And sometimes you don't even act interact with randoms. They just head nod and call it a day. You,
Money well
they're
spent.
so There could have been more than just head nods. You had those heifers down there for a week. Could have done something then other than like 2 seconds of head nods.
Some of
So
them
yeah.
didn't even get their head nod or any lines. Right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
a couple of them didn't even talk, I don't think.
Yeah, samurai. That's all
Oh,
right. That's
so
fine.
oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just but it's ridiculous to see how one person can handle the past, quote unquote, differently than another person can handle the past.
Yeah.
Like powers from the like literally everyone when we heard the title "Powers from the Past," we're like, "Oh Lord Jesus, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? Are they gonna bring back some unused legacy footage?" And like. Although that would have been pimp, right? You use some unused legacy footage and like just get the dino ones and then like spread it. Here, guys, here are our powers and these air gems. Whee! But no, but I can't really. There's not enough words to say how happy I am to see Johnny T-Sack gone.
I'm
I'm
sh I'm
so
sure you're a nice man, Johnny Tzak. I'm sure you're a very pleasant individual, but get to stepping.
Lisa just said it, like everything that was on our minds, so that's fine.
Yeah,
You just said it, yeah.
we are glad to see the back of you. Get out of here, Johnny Tzak.
Go ahead,
Oh
Karen.
no, I was just gonna say I hope they have more unmorph fights given Brennan Mahia and Yoshi's backgrounds because they're both like stunt people, right?
Oh,
Or they're both.
Yoshi's like crazy, like
Yeah.
unbelievably fit, like stunt guy.
Yeah. And then Brennan was a part of the circus, I guess, from what I've seen from his
This
social
is the
media.
hashtag anyway, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So it would be cool if they brought that back. That'd be. And more fights are always fun. Yeah.
And the samurai, not samurai, the Mega Force people, they did some unmorph things. They did. They
Early
did.
on,
And,
then it kind of
you
faded
know.
away.
Well, yeah, because they had to get into regular old
Oh, yeah,
morph
they
crap.
did.
But anybody, any other thoughts that we, before you bounce?
Just happy, you
No.
know? Just happy.
Yeah, it finally feels like Power Rangers. Even though like Super Mega Force was copying Day of the Dumpster, that still felt odd. But this feels like it has a soul, I think. So,
Oh,
yeah.
and I completely forgot to mention. How dare I forget to mention that the first episode of a season has a focus episode on a black chick. What?
Yeah, and yeah.
The focus episode is, yeah, okay, so the red guy, yeah, he does that. But the focus episode and the one who stole the show, black chick. What?
Yeah.
What? Yo, like, you don't understand for my people.
No,
Yeah, people.
the people.
Like you we don't get this. We don't get jack squat, son. We don't get being a leader. We don't get being focus episodes much. Not really. We don't get the guy. Not really. We don't get jack.
Oh,
But
she's gonna
what we
get the
do
guy
get.
this year, right? Supposedly.
We do get.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She does want to meet the father.
Uh-oh. Oh, what if Tylee gets sidestepped?
For the father?
Yes. Yeah, I told you I wanted to meet him. Yeah.
But, yo, like, this, I mean,
Heck, you're...
The first episode, yo.
Not only does the black girl get focused, but the black girl at least exists. Unlike many, 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 many recent seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, it is wonderful. It is, I mean, like, thank you. Thank you.
When was the last time you had a black girl? Katie?
2001. Yep.
Yep.
That she didn't really exist either.
No, she didn't.
That's true.
Katie, it took 14 years.
Hello? Who made you black female Power Ranger monitor?
14 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do the math right? Am I just make? Let me just make a sure, okay?
Yeah.
14 years, okay. And you mean to tell me? Y'all mean to tell me we in 2015? This show has been on since 1993, and it takes 14 years to see a black woman on the television show.
Mm-hmm.
You always have the white one. You always have a white girl there, though. You do. You always have some white little girl running around. But the black one. No, now, not again. 14 years. So.
Yeah, usually their version of diversity is, hey, we got a white girl with blonde hair, and we got a white girl with brunette hair. Diversity!
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that works for the Black and the Green Rangers this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah, you're right. Hello? One of them has darker hair than the other. We got our white guys. Don't worry about it.
Oh, look. We have Samurai and Megaforce. Oh, look. We have a white girl with blonde hair. And we have an Asian. It's good, right? It's good because, you know, we're gonna like cast like the exact same looking people for these shows. It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Well, the second one was more of a vague Asian, very vague Asian.
Oh goodness.
She was.
She was. She was Caucasoid. Little Asian.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but hey. All I know is I can't fathom. Can we have the day where like the norm is to have a black chick instead of like the norm being a white chick? That'd be great. That'd be great. Can we do that? And occasionally have a white chick? Can we just like change the norms?
You know what would be really crazy is if they do a season that has a black chick and a black guy.
What?
Crazy. Oh my god, they have to immediately hook up because they're both black.
Wait. You mean to tell me that black girls and black guys exist in life together?
That
happens in life? Wow. You know, I just didn't know. Like, I just, you know, as a black woman myself, I've just never seen any black men in my life.
Well, no, you're not allowed. If you're in a room and then a black guy wants to come in the room, you have to leave first.
Oh, I see. So we can't be in the same vicinity.
Well, no, because if you're in the same room together, you'll immediately make plans to knock over a liquor store.
We're like
the former gang.
We're like the black Bonnie and Clyde. Can't have that.
Nope.
But my black Pink Ranger, who has a focus episode, the first episode of the season, child girl, go ahead.
And I bet you I will guarantee that they will do Dino Charge for 2 years, and then they will skip Tokuger and go right to Ninja. I bet you that's what they're going to do.
Oh, they better do
I really that. Think they will. And then you might have your first black White Ranger. Mm. You could.
Black White Ranger.
Yes, think on that can.
Black girl who is a white ranger.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm still waiting for a green female ranger too. Or a female
Yeah.
green ranger.
Yeah, they need to branch out from pink, yellow, and light blue
Yeah.
for girls.
That's cool.
I know we like our race relations, but that's breaking news on Facebook.
Wait, wait, what's going on? Wait,
Allison
wait, wait, wait,
Sullivan has broken her silence on the Ricardo Medina issue.
Wait,
Where?
where?
Show me. On
Where?
Facebook. It's on our page.
I know. Here we go, here we go.
Read.
Breaking news. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, to all the fans out there, I want to let you know that Ricardo is a sweet soul. I'm brokenhearted for him. It is basic human survival to protect yourself and your loved one. It is not murder, it is self-defense. Please don't joke about this or call him a murderer. He is a lover of animals, gracious, big-hearted, and not a criminal. He did nothing wrong but protect he and his girlfriend from danger. These are my feelings, and I feel we should support him, but you will do what you will. I'm logging out of Facebook for the time being, as I don't want to discuss this further. My husband and I had Ricardo and Jack and Ilya over for dinner recently, and he was the same warm, funny, and gentle self. Please support him. Everyone has the right to defend themselves from harm. My two cents. Thanks for listening. Breaking news. This is real, though. This is real. This is real.
Serious
this is
business.
no this is this is serious business right here. Like, if you wanted to quote somebody, ABC News 7, like, you would be quoting people who actually knew him, or not like a random neighbor that knew him for 2 seconds in the neighborhood. You see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if you wanted to like do your due diligence and do your research, anyway, but I digress. Allison Kipperman, whom we have not heard from since Power Morphicon, has now made her statement. There you go. There you go.